Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Hello, and thanks for stopping by the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. So today I'm here to talk to you about being humble, because your level of humility reveals your level of security. I want to kick it off today with a quote by Stephen R. Covey, author of The Seven Habits. Here's what he had to say. Humility is the mother of all virtues, because humility acknowledges that there are natural laws and principles that govern the universe. They are in charge. We are not. Pride teaches us that we are in charge. Humility teaches us to understand and live by principles, because they ultimately govern the consequences of our actions. If humility is the mother, courage is the father of wisdom. Because to truly live by these principles, when they are contrary to social mores, norms, and values, takes enormous courage. And all of that came from Stephen R. Covey. You know, I think he's right on track, because natural laws and principles govern the universe. You've probably heard me say or share the example of gravity. Gravity, that's a natural law and principle here on Earth, and in on many other bodies throughout the universe. But here on Earth, if you're dealing with gravity, gravity's in charge. You got to learn how to work with, around gravity. So the principles that I'm sharing with you today, we're on part three of my 30-part series on blue-collar leadership and teamwork, 30 traits of high-impact players. And again, all these traits I'm going to share with you, they're to help you intentionally build trust. We talked about that in the last episode, being trustworthy. We talked about the first episode, being growth-oriented. So we're kicking off here in trait three with something, with an area that you can grow in, humility, and then something that's going to build trust with others, humility. So again, that's the way the rest of this series are going to be things that you can grow in and grow toward, and things, traits, characteristics, character traits that are going to allow you to build trust with other people. And again, it's high impact people. These are traits of high impact players that want to build trust with high impact individuals, high impact players, team players, and high impact leaders. Low impact people, they care less about all this stuff. So if you're trying to please them, you're on the wrong podcast. Because all this stuff does is annoy all the low impact people. They don't understand what this stuff is about. They're going to ridicule anybody who buys into this. Hopefully they're not on your team. If they are, maybe you guys are going through some transformational content and development in your organization, helping them maybe learn to see differently. If not, maybe they'll do you a favor and leave your organization. Or if you're a formal authority leader, maybe you'll help them leave your organization at some point. But either way, low impact people and high impact people mix about like oil and water. They don't mix very well. So when an organization starts a cultural transformation, when they've really done nothing like the content that I talk about, I call it the big divide. It's the oil and the water starting to mix, but they don't mix. But it becomes people choose a side. They want to ride with the low impact leaders, or they want to ride with the high impact leaders. But to get back on task here today, we're talking about being humble. Humility has nothing to do with position, title, and rank. But humility does have everything to do with character. And if you follow me long enough and you know when I'm talking about leadership, I'm not talking about position, title, and rank. I'm talking about character. Hadn't ever seen position, title, or rank make someone humble. Actually, usually does exactly the opposite, unless they are humble. But I've seen a person's character make them humble. And see, if you want to become a high-impact team player, no one wants to hang out with the arrogant person. No one's going to highly value the arrogant person. No one on the team, unless, again, they're arrogant and they value arrogance, then those people are going to team up. Again, that's what I talk about when I talk about the divide. Humble people will be on one side, arrogant people will be on the other side. When we talk about humility and arrogance and confidence, you know, I can't remember if I shared it lately, but I share it often. Something I write about in my Blue Collar Leadership, Leading from the Front Lines book. But I talk about there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance. And it's called humility. You know, I remember talking about humility. I remember Rhea and I we were in San Quentin prison. We were not locked up there. We were visiting there. We were there in 2017 to support a group of about 40 prison wardens. We had been meeting with them up in Petaluma, California, where they were having a conference. And then we all hopped on a bus, and one of those, we were there for a couple of days. Some point during that time, we all hopped on a bus, and we got to go down and tour San Quentin, the prison. And while we were there, one of the first things we did, we went into the chapel and had kind of a intro to the prison by the prison warden at San Quentin. He was part of the group, had been with us for the few days when we were up at the conference, and he was just welcoming all the other wardens and guests, and we were part of the guests. We were speakers helping them learn about cultural transformation within their staff and within their facility. And I happened to sit by an awesome gentleman. He was, at the time, he was retired warden Burl Kane. And it was pretty cool to sit by him. He was a very humble man, but he was previously the warden at Louisiana State Penitentiary. Some people know it as Angola. If you watched the series, I don't remember what it was called. It was on Animal Planet some years ago. But it was basically about a prison rodeo. You might have seen that. But he's the warden that's in that series. I guess it was like a reality series based on that Angola prison. They had a annual rodeo down there where the inmates did all the rodeo activities. They were the clowns. They were riding the horses, the bulls, whatever was going on. They were out there participating. And it was pretty famous at the time. So anyway, they made a TV series out of it. So if you're interested in that, you can probably find it on YouTube someplace. But what I remember most about him, besides his actual humility, was when we were at the conference, he was speaking to all the wardens about how he transformed Angola, because Angola used to be considered one of the bloodiest prisons in America. But he kind of turned that around, so it became known as a place of hope. I don't know what it's like today, but he transformed the organization while he was there. But a lot of times when the leader leaves, another transformation happens. It goes backward because the next leader a lot of times don't have the same character as the leader who actually transformed the organization. But anyway, one of the things he said when he was speaking to him stuck like glue to my little brain. is he was telling them, he said, be humble so you don't stumble. And you might have heard me say that before, and that's where I got it. And most often I give him credit. Sometimes I just say it, I rattle it off. But that's where I heard it. Because when we're not humble, there's no doubt we're more likely to stumble. And I'm talking about stumble relative to building trust with our teammates. I'm telling you, arrogant team members do not build trust with their teammates. Humble team members, high impact team players, that's what I call the humble folks. That's one of the traits. They got to have a lot more, right? It doesn't take just one trait to become a high impact team player. I'm sharing 30 with you in this series, and it doesn't take just 30. But if you got these 30, you're probably going to be a high impact team player, because these are going to lead you to have a lot more traits, character traits, that's going to make you a high impact team player. But these are the top 30 when I decided to write this book, that I thought these are the top 30 traits that'll separate you from the pack. You just learn these 30, or if you're a leader, teach these 30 to your team, model them, live them. Doesn't mean you'll be perfect. You're going to create a high performance team if you got high impact team players living these 30 traits. So as Warden Cain said, be humble so you don't stumble. Team members who want to be seen as right are focused on themselves and have a me focus. Team members who are focused on doing what's right are focused on others and have a we focus. See the difference? If you had to be on a team with one person, it's a two-member team, you and someone else. You want to be on a team with someone who's me-focused or someone who's we-focused? That's a pretty obvious answer right there, right? What's not obvious is which one are you? And I'm going to tell you, most people are going to say I'm a we-focused person. But I promise you, if you could kind of hover around them, kind of like a drone, if you could just fly around and people don't know you're there, got one of those silent drones, if you could just fly around someone, hover over them throughout the day, you might find out they're really not a we-focused person, even though they say it. They might be a me-focus. And there's some people who say they have a we focus, but the only reason they're focused on we is because they're focused on me. In other words, it's really about manipulation. So they play in the game. Some people will learn these traits I'm talking about, and they learn how to use them to manipulate. Well, if that's what they're doing, guess what? They're manipulating. Not going to build trust. You can't be a poser. You can't be pretending. You can't be faking it till you make it with this stuff. Because you're going to fake it till you get found out. When you get found out, I promise, you ain't going to make it. High impact character traits. People who learn this stuff, you can't fool these people. They'll see right through you. It don't matter how slick you think you are, how good of a manipulator you think you are. It doesn't even matter how much you believe what you're trying to sell someone else. You may truly believe you have a we focus. But someone who truly has a we focus, they'll know if your intention is based on a me focus. A team suffers when their efforts must revolve around a low impact player's pride and ego. Pride's not a bad thing. Too much pride is a bad thing. The wrong type of pride is a bad thing. Ego's not a bad thing. Ego is a thing. We all have ego. Everybody. It's part of the human condition. But how do you leverage your ego? What type of pride do you have? See, that pride can, again, without humility, Pride can take you from confidence to arrogance, but also can take you the other way. If you got the right kind of pride, you just want to do a good job and take pride in your work. But if you take pride in being better than other people, well, that's a me focus. That ain't a we focus. High performance teams, they have a we focus, and they build a team full of people who have a we focus. And they either transform the me focus people, they either change them, or either they transfer them. So people with a me focus, they need to be transformed or transferred. So you can help transform them. You can't make them transform, but you can help them create the environment and support team, give them the information, invite them to come along. If you can't transform them, you might have to transfer them. That could be transfer them out of the organization. Help them find a new work address. If you're a high-impact leader, a formal authority leader of other people, you want to build a high-performance team, you want high-impact players, you got to get rid of the posers. You definitely got to get rid of those people who are aggressively against you, openly against you. Why would you keep those people? The most important thing you need to do with those people, if they're on your team, is minimize their voice. Don't give them a voice. If you got an option to get rid of those folks, you've given them an opportunity. You're building a team of like-minded people with shared values, and they plainly and clearly telling you they don't want to participate. If you're a formal authority leader, your job is to serve the rest of the team and eliminate that team member from the team. Because they're not being humble. They don't have much humility. They got a lot of pride and ego, though, if they do in battle with you. As you try to improve and develop your team, the character of your team, if they've got so much pride and so much ego and so little humility that they don't think they can get better, if they think what you're doing is a bad thing, they're not high-impact team players. They're a role model of what a low-impact team player is. Why would you want them on your team? And again, if you're a formal authority leader, you're allowing them to be on your team, you're allowing them to contaminate your team, you're losing integrity with your team. You're welcome to do it, but you got to know it's happening. And it's slowing your transformation down. If you're trying to transform an organization from any level, it doesn't matter if you're an entry-level, frontline person. If you're buying into the stuff I'm selling and your organization is trying to transform, you're trying to help, you're part of the solution. These other folks, part of the problem. Too much pride and ego are indicators of insecurity. We talk about the divide between the team. We're talking about teamwork here, right? And there's going to be a divide. But the insecure people, they're going to group up with other insecure people. And they're going to badmouth. They're going to talk about people behind their back. Because they're afraid of change. They're afraid of someone else developing influence. They're afraid of someone else building actually a team of people that they see as competition. See, they're focused on me, so they're focused on winning for themselves. People who are trying to build a high-performance team with high-impact players, they're trying to help everybody win. But these people don't have too much pride and ego. They've got humility. You're one of those folks. That's why you're listening to this podcast. You don't think you're good enough, character-wise. You think you can get better. That's humility. I've been reading and studying this stuff every day for 15 years. I feel like I don't know nothing. That's not pride and ego. That's humility. That's me saying, it don't matter. And I've written a lot of books on this content. But I read every day. Because I'm humble enough to realize I don't know it all. But if you work with a bunch of low-impact players, the ones who really don't know much about what we're talking about here on this podcast, they do think they know it all. You'll hear them sometimes telling people that all this stuff, meaning the type of content I write about, is just a bunch of junk. You know what's funny? Ask them one day what content they got that you should read. Most of them going to tell you nothing because they ain't reading and studying anything. They just think they know it all. I remember one time someone asked me or was talking about something I was reading. Want to know why was I learning from that guy? And I said, well, who you think I should learn from? You know what's funny? They didn't have an answer. They just thought I shouldn't be learning from that guy. In other words, they thought I shouldn't be learning. That's what they really were saying. They thought I shouldn't be growing because they were not growing. Because they were insecure, they saw me as a threat. The most insecure among us are also the least humble among us. Insecure people are not humble. Humble people are very secure. That's why they're able to be humble. They know humility is a sign of strength, not weakness. Insecure people think humble people are weak because they don't understand what else they got going on inside of them, meaning the humble people. And this right here is what I'm about to share with you. This tells it all. Insecure people try to prove something on the outside to make up for what's missing on the inside. See, when you start going down a cultural transformation path, whether it's as an organization, and that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying cultural transformation, culture of an organization, or personal transformation, meaning just you. Again, insecure people try to prove something on the outside to make up for what's missing on the inside. This pride and ego trying to show up on the outside. Humility, it's an inside job. You gotta have a lot of character traits working for you, with you, within you. Synergize. You're getting the synergy of these different character traits to create humility. It's not just one trait, but a collection of traits allow you to become a humble person. Many of them we're going to cover right here in these 30 traits. It's kind of like the alphabet. You don't learn one letter and you got the English language whipped. You got to learn 26 letters. And then you got to learn how to put them together in all kinds of ways to mean different words, mean different sentences. It's the same way with character traits. That's why you can't just learn one and you can't just leverage one by itself. Each one of these traits has a synergy with the other traits. And you had to kind of create a combination, a recipe, so to speak, to create these different traits. So I want to share with you a quote from Bob Myers right now. And Bob said this. He said, the best thing we can do is be who we are. Whatever that is, we're all drawn to authenticity. We like people who are real. Sometimes real people are flawed. We're all flawed. I think we connect with people who are open, exposed, willing to admit things they're good at, things they're not good at, try to be humble, and try to be collaborative. Those, again, are the words from Bob Myers. He's right on the mark. The best thing we can do is be who we are, whatever that is. That means be authentic. And if whoever we are, whatever that is not enough, guess what we need to do? We need to be growth-oriented. Remember trait one from this series, be growth-oriented. But be authentic. He says, Bob says, we're all drawn to authenticity. And we are. Now, a lot of people who know they're not really good people, they don't really have good character, they know better than to be authentic. So they try to fake it. They try to pretend to be something they're not. But the people around them, they're not fooling anybody. They're only fooling themselves. And then they say, well, how can I be authentic if my authentic self doesn't build trust? Well, you got to change. That's how. You got to look in the mirror and decide you want to be better. And then you got to start living in a way that proves it. You got to start take action. But first thing you got to do is be humble and say what I said a moment ago. I need to be better. That takes humility. Yeah, there's a lot wrong with the world, but what's wrong with me? I'm going to look in the mirror. So I share with you, I went to a client a while back, Rhea, and I had the privilege of investing a full day training and developing with a blue-collar CEO and his entire staff, entire manufacturing team, the workforce. They slowed everybody down, put them in an office. But we've been there multiple times, but the very first time I went to this place, I met the CEO. You know, when I first got there, we saw the receptionist, that sort of thing. And then they took us to a room or meeting room or maybe to the CEO's office. I don't remember where we went, but they took us somewhere. And then a few minutes, the CEO came in and introduced himself. And it was pretty cool because I thought, this guy looks like a blue-collar CEO, meaning he was kind of wearing a uniform, had his name on a patch, you know, over his pocket or something. And then we went out into the shop. He took us on a tour. And everybody else had that same kind of uniform on. I thought, this is different. This CEO is one of the people. He dressed like the people. And the whole time he took us around, the entire conversation was about the people. So I knew he was humble. I knew he was a high-impact team player. See, when I'm talking about high-impact team player, it doesn't just mean the entry-level team. It's the team. It's everybody on the team from top to bottom is part of the team. This book is for everybody. And this CEO was a high-impact player. He spoke highly of those on the front lines while we were touring. He knew them. He introduced them to us, and he avoided speaking about himself. He never talked about himself. And when we actually started doing our development sessions, he sat through everyone because everyone couldn't be in there at the same time. So we did multiple sessions. We did like 3 or 4 sessions, I think, maybe 3. They divided people up. They came for an hour and a half or an hour. I can't remember how long it was, but, and then they'd leave and some more would come in and we'd repeat it. Each time he would introduce us to the new group. And each time he would sit down in every session, even the repeated sessions. And he was on the front row and he took more notes than anybody else. He was modeling growth and development. He was modeling being humble for his team. I guarantee you his team saw him as trustworthy because of his humility. He could have wore a suit, tie, fancy shirt, fancy watch, fancy shoes when he walked out through the plant, but that ain't what he was doing. So one more time, be humble. Your level of humility reveals your level of security. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit bluecollarleadership.com to learn about Max books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.